I'm here with representatives of both Finland and Lithuania. So, like Latvia, I'm sandwiched on both sides. I wonder if you could just give us a brief outline of how you're going to be celebrating your respective centenaries, and maybe an appeal to the international audience as to what you think is going to draw them in.
Well, Finland is starting already at the end of this year, so next year, 2017, is the big year for us. And we are celebrating by collecting a program through an open call, so anybody can propose their projects, not only in Finland, but actually we have 400 projects all around the world in the program. There will be tens of thousands of singular events happening everywhere in Finland, and as I said, abroad next year. But maybe one moment, besides, of course, the big opening, which is in the new year this year, will be the last weekend of August next year, when also starts the countdown, 100 days to the actual birthday, which is celebrated on the 6th of December. This August weekend will namely be a super weekend when we have 40 choirs singing in 28 different national parks. We will have a lot of big feasts where people join eating together on the streets, and a lot of things happening everywhere. So welcome to Finland, especially then.
And this 100 days to 100 years, I thought, was a very clever move to get everyone out in the summer before it gets too cold.
Exactly, because New Year's Eve and the 6th of December are not really the brightest moments weather-wise in Finland.
And you mentioned also that Finland's going to be taking the celebrations into space with the launch of a satellite.
Yes, we are not too modest. So of course, it's not enough to celebrate only on Earth. So we will launch Finland 100 satellite next summer. And then into autumn next year, there will be a satellite truck going around Finland where people can actually follow how it sounds and how it looks like, how Finland looks like from the space.
And turning to Lithuania, it's a lot of Latvians go down to Lithuania very, very regularly. What's going to be special about making that journey in 2018?
So after celebrating 2017 with Finland, so come 2018 to Lithuania, I would say there's the day, the week, and the year. So the day is the day of independence, 16th of February. It's cold time, but we have bonfires in the city center, many places. So you can, after visiting program events, you can warm up at the bonfire and end with a nice concert in the cathedral square. And as I said, 16th of February, there's a mass in the cathedral. There's a flag parade. There's a raising of three Baltic states flag. There's ceremonies, parades, bonfires, concerts. So this is the day. The week is our song festival. It will last for a week. It will start in Kaunas between the World War II capital of Lithuania, and then we'll move to Vilnius. So all week you can dance, sing, and play. And the year, it's our exhibitions that devoted to our history, to our memory. So to learn Lithuania, to learn its history and history of region, because we have a lot of common things. This is the year you can visit these exhibitions. And about our neighbor Latvia, it's true we have about 300 events also around Lithuania, and especially in the bordering regions with Latvia. There's already a good tradition that Latvians come to our cities in the north of Lithuania to visit. And as I mentioned today, this Jelgava Gymnasium, there's some tradition, and there's some monuments of the same students, pupils of that gymnasium. You can follow the traces where what they did and how the career developed in Lithuania.
Well, I've always said that if you want to have a really good party, you need to invite lots of Lithuanians. So I'm looking forward to it a lot.